And let's stay with housing, because the government has threatened to cancel some of the fast-track special housing areas in Auckland. John Key says 14 landowners granted the status under the government's housing accord appear to have made little progress, and they could be stripped of the concession. The Auckland Council says it first needs to check the list of landowners, as there could be a good reason not to send a please explain letter. Well, to explain this is Auckland correspondent Todd Nile. Good morning to you. Todd, is this a big setback for the housing accord?
No, I don't think so. There's 84 of these special housing areas in Auckland which, as we've talked about, get fast-track permission to try and get houses on them as a response to the shortage. 50 of them are well on the way through the planning process. 21 of them have only been designated for 7 months, so are quite early in the chain. And if you look back only 6 weeks ago, the Minister of Building and Housing, Nick Smith, and the Mayor of Auckland, Len Brown, who are partners in this housing accord, put out a statement glowing with praise of the job that the housing accord was doing and the impact that it's having. And so really the Prime Minister's please explain announcement yesterday, bit of a surprise.
Okay, the 14 special housing areas that they mention here, how much land is involved in those?
Well, that's not clear, because they're not identifying which the 14 are, and the special housing areas range from the very small to ones that include thousands. And there's a whole range of things that could explain why a developer hasn't moved very far yet on using that special designation. For example, among these 14, it appears that it may include four developments where last year the developer said, actually, we were already developing this land, we got the special housing status because it was new and we wanted to see what options it were, but really it's no better, so we're not going to use it. That could be part of it. Auckland Council, which is closer to the ground, says it is going to have a close look at the list. Some of the 14 may in fact be developers who are on the verge of moving. So, you know, by the time they work through all that, it could actually be very few who are deliberately making no moves to get housing on their land.
So was this a coordinated government response yesterday? Why did they announce this yesterday? What's behind that?
Well, there's a couple of views. If you wanted to be cynical, you could say that, you know, it's the government making it look as though it's doing something on the housing front following last week's veiled criticism from the Reserve Bank. You could also say maybe it's because they're looking a bit frustrated that there's a bit of tension with Auckland Council now on how the accord will go, that the new land going into it seems to have dried up. Really, though, it may also just be a random spill of information by the Prime Minister. He mentioned it during a longer conversation about the housing market. There was then a scramble by Nick Smith to get a two-paragraph statement out, and it may be that the way it emerged has given it far more focus than it really deserves.
Thanks very much, Todd. That's our Auckland correspondent, Todd Nile.